and welcome to one of many of the Kohler High School Music Technology podcasts. My name is Ava Childs, and today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the plans for the Kohler PAO fundraiser for this year. If you are unfamiliar with the Kohler PAO, this organization is composed of parent volunteers as well as music educators to fundraise for the Kohler High School music trips. I was fortunate enough to take part in the 2019 trip to Disneyland in Florida, and I have to say it was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. The work that this group does is so important to the music students at Kohler High School. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed off the 2021 New York trip, and many students will not be able to attend this incredible event. Music and theater is such an important aspect to so many people's lives, and it's been incredibly difficult to have to stay apart from one another and make music virtually. Today, I was able to interview the PAO president, Jessica Childs, to talk to her about how we can keep the spirit alive for music students and discuss with her why it's so important that the show goes on. All right, so I have Jess Childs here today. Thank you so much for being here with me to talk about the PAO.
Thank you for having me, Ava.
So to start off, I'd like to ask you, what will the PAO fundraiser look like this year? We obviously can't get together in person, so how will people be enjoying this night from their homes?
I think it's going to be a great night, and not only a night, but we will have the auction online from Wednesday, April 14th through Saturday, April 17th. So there will be plenty of time to browse before you're actually starting bidding on Saturday. The evening of Saturday, April 17th, we'll also have the opportunity for you to have one of our appetizer boxes that can come with your choice of beverages so that you can gather around your laptop or computer and have a snack and look through your favorite items that you'd like to bid on. And we chose the theme, The Show Must Go On, because we feel that it really not only embodies the spirit of music and theater, band and choir, but also the spirit of our community right now, just starting to see ourselves perhaps come out of this pandemic and come back together eventually soon, we hope.
All right, great. And what should people be excited to bid on for this virtual auction?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We will have all of your usual favorites, things like having the madrigals sing for you or different parking spots in the school parking lot that are very sought after. But we'll also have a new category that we like to call homegrown talent. And this is a category that we thought would bring together the community a little more in showcasing some of our local talents. So students, parents, teachers, even grandparents are contributing their special talents. So we have things like helping to take care of your home, your pets, your children, just to name a few. And then some very talented hobbyists are willing to give lessons on how they make their beautiful crafts. So I think people are going to have a lot to browse and a lot to bid on.
Yeah, that sounds great. And one last question. Why do you think that music and theater is so important to students?
Oh, it's hard to put into words, isn't it? I feel like it's a critical part of the middle school and high school education experience. It teaches essential skills. Teamwork comes to mind, listening, cooperation, as well as the strong proven connection between music and higher math skills. And perhaps most importantly, the lifelong joy of singing or playing an instrument. It's something that will provide these students with a connection to the arts for many years to come.
All right, well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for being here with me to talk to us about the PAO.
It was a pleasure.